In our gospel today, we hear Christ's second prediction of his passion. Last week, we read his first passion prediction from Mark. And in today's gospel, the 12 apostles obviously missing the point as soon as they get by themselves, start arguing about who's the greatest. And that's when Christ takes a child, puts it in the midst of them, and teaches them a lesson about true greatness. And the children had a very low status in that culture. It was elders who had age and wisdom who were respected. Kids didn't have that level of respect. And so what Christ is saying, you know, he takes a child who's, you know, has the least respect within their culture, and he asks his apostles to be a servant to the child, to the lowest among people around them. That's when Christ says, if anyone wishes to be first, he shall be the last of all and the servant to all. And so what Christ is teaching his apostles is that true greatness comes through humility. You know, it's not about focusing on ourselves and how great we are or who's the best among us, but it's about, through humility, recognizing the goodness in others and recognizing the sacredness of each and every human being, especially the weakest and most vulnerable. You know, greatness requires us to recognize each human being is created as a beloved son or daughter of our Heavenly Father, and that we should act accordingly. So the question is, do we do that? And do we recognize the dignity of the people that are around us and treat others with that level of respect and dignity? And in our culture, it's often the elderly who are the forgotten or the neglected ones. You know, there's a movement that's well under its way in our country in order to eliminate the problem of the elderly. And so I want to look at some terminology that's being used. One term that you'll hear is physician-assisted suicide. And then another term is euthanasia. You know, physician-assisted suicide is when a doctor has the legal right or is legally required to assist a patient in committing suicide, meaning that the doctor is required to write a prescription and you know, provide whatever means is necessary for a patient to take their own life. Euthanasia is when a third party, whether it's a doctor or a nurse or hospital personnel, when they're the ones who deliberately take the life of a patient. And there's two types of euthanasia, voluntary or involuntary. Voluntary is when the patient consents to that, and then the doctor or hospital personnel take their life. Involuntary is when euthanasia happens without the consent of the patient. So, physician-assisted suicide has, in recent years, been legalized in 7 states across the United States, along with the District of Columbia. And there's a progression in the laws. Once physician-assisted suicide and euthanasia are legalized, the next step is what California has already done. A couple months ago, they passed a law, which is now the law in California, which protects anyone, any third party who encourages a person to commit suicide. So any family members or insurance companies or doctors or hospitals, if they want to encourage a person who's in a vulnerable condition to take their own life, then they're legally protected while doing that. You know, the next step beyond that is to move from voluntary to involuntary euthanasia. If a person can't speak for themselves, then somebody else speaks for them and makes the choice as to whether their life is ended or not. And that could be an insurance company, it could be the government, it could be a family member. But these laws that are being enacted are all based upon the original law that was enacted in Oregon. And there have been attempts in Ohio to pass the same law. They've failed in recent attempts to pass the law, but it's just the beginning of the movement. Ohio has been targeted as the next state to legalize physician-assisted suicide and euthanasia. So this is these laws that are being proposed. That's the first step to getting people discussing this topic. And so these laws do not give doctors conscience protection. So if a patient is asking for physician-assisted suicide, then the doctor is legally required to participate by providing the prescription or whatever is necessary for the person to take their own life. I want to look at physician-assisted suicide and euthanasia briefly through the lens of today's gospel reading. And the first thing I want to look at is terminology. because terminology, word choice is important. And we can see in the public sphere how words are being manipulated. The society that once was called the Hemlock Society and decided to rename themselves Compassion and Choices. You know, doesn't that sound nice? You know, who doesn't want compassion? Who doesn't want choices? But what they're really talking about is they're the Hemlock Society, you know, taking your own life. You know, we see terminology called throwing out death with dignity is one of the slogans of this movement. And that sounds great, death with dignity. You know, who doesn't want to die with dignity? But if we break that down a little bit through the lens of today's readings, what is the source of human dignity? You know, do we lose our human dignity if we become old? Do we lose our human dignity if we have a chronic or a terminal illness? Do we suddenly lose the dignity that we have as human beings? Is our dignity based upon our health or our age? Or is it based upon how productive we are for society? Is that the source of human dignity? Or as Christ embraces the child in today's gospel reading, is it not because every human being is created in an act of love by our Heavenly Father? And because every human being is loved by God? And because He views every human being as His son and daughter? Is that not the source of human dignity? And if the source of human dignity is based upon our Creator, and that we are created in an act of love, what that means is that we have human dignity from the moment our life originates through the moment we pass from this life into eternity. Human dignity doesn't come and go with our health status or with our age. And so what does death with dignity mean? We don't have dignity because of the way in which we die. We have dignity because we're created in the image and likeness of God. So what does that slogan even mean, death with dignity? It's not about how, you know, the means of our death that's a source of dignity. It's about who we were created to be. Second thing I'll look at through the lens of today's readings is how Christ embraces his cross. You know, he gives the second prediction of his passion, and he doesn't run from the cross. He doesn't say, hey, I'd rather be euthanized. You know, let's take a different route here. What he does is he accepts the will of his Heavenly Father. It's the will of his Heavenly Father that he follow the path to the cross, and he accepts that. And it's through that sacrifice that he brought redemption to the entire human race. And when Peter tries to stop him, when Peter says, no, this won't happen to you, Lord, you know, Christ says, get behind me, Satan. You're thinking not as God does, but as human beings do. You know, Christ embraced his cross. And for us, we're called to follow that example. And the final hours that we have in this world are sacred. And they're of critical importance. You know, I remember the final hours I had with my grandparents before they passed away in the hospital. And, you know, my grandma was unconscious the entire time. You know, my grandpa was going in and out of consciousness. But I remember, you know, how much and how valuable those moments were. Just to be together as a family and to pray together around my grandparents as they were passing from this life to the next. You know, that time was precious and it was sacred. And I've seen families that as they approach the final moments of the life of one of their family members, I've seen injuries that have been in their family for generations healed. And families reconciled. You know, I've seen, there's deathbed conversions where people turn away from sin and embrace faith in Jesus Christ. I've seen people undergo incredible purification and change in their values as they approach death. There's incredible moments of grace that can happen at the end of our lives. And our Lord offers us incredible graces. You know, our greatness as human beings is not shown by us deciding to end our lives at the last moment and take matters into our own hands. The greatness is shown when we accept our dignity as children of God, and we accept His will for our life, and we say yes to whatever the Lord hands to us. That's where the greatness of human beings is shown, when we say yes to God's will. And so we're called to embrace our crosses as well, and to recognize our dignity. The third thing I want to look at through the lens of today's gospel is one of the common reasons why people choose physician-assisted suicide. A lot of people who choose this because they say they don't want to be a burden on their family. But the question I would ask is, in our families, if someone is in need, or if they have a health issue, do we view them as a burden? Do they suddenly cease to be a valuable part of our family and just a burden to us? You know, the greatness of a family is shown by the depth of love that family members have for each other. And if you think about children caring, or parents caring for their children, that's an act of love. You know, young children can't take care of themselves, and parents take care of their children as an act of love, and it deepens the love that parents have for their children. And when parents are aging, it's the opportunity that children have to show their love for their parents and to care for their parents and to deepen their love that they have for their parents. You know, it can be humbling for a parent to require care and to not be able to care for themselves anymore. But it's a false humility to think that if we kill ourselves or take our own lives, that that'll be better for our family. You know, that's not real humility. You know, that's rooted in pride. Real humility is when we accept God's will for our lives and we embrace whatever path the Lord has for us with courage. And so as this legislation is being passed in Ohio and as there is this movement underway to legalize physician-assisted suicide and euthanasia, I think it's important for us, first and foremost, to recognize it for what it truly is. It is evil. It is not good. It is something that is destructive to human life. And it's important for us to embrace and to recognize the dignity of every human person, especially the least and the most vulnerable, and for ourselves to follow Christ's call to be the servant of all. And it's also important for us to be willing, as Christ did, to take up our crosses in humility, just as Jesus Christ took up his cross and accepted the will of the Heavenly Father for his life.